Now, OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, is a condition affecting just over 1 in 100 people, which can cause ritualized behaviors like repeated hand washing or a fear of contamination. The behaviors can have a serious impact on people's work, their mental health, and their relationships. Well, now a team from the University of Cambridge have designed an app for patients with OCD, and early studies have shown it can help improve symptoms. To tell us more, we're joined by Professor Barbara Sahakian. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
Can you tell us a bit more about OCD?
Yeah, so although some people sort of trivialize it because, you know, they think, oh, hand washing, that's not too bad. I mean, the point is that some of these people are so severe in terms of their symptoms of contamination fears that they actually pour bleach on their hands, or even sometimes they can't even leave the house because they're so concerned that touching anything in a public place might contaminate them in some way. So it's a very serious illness.
So what kind of therapies do exist at the moment?
Well, at the moment, the most common one is a form of cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's called exposure and response prevention. So it's a very special form. And what happens is maybe a psychologist or somebody helps them go through the treatment where, when they have contamination fears, they have to, say, touch a toilet seat or maybe even put their hands down a toilet, and then they're prevented from washing their hands. So initially, they get very anxious, as you might expect. But slowly they habituate, and the exposure to this makes them essentially become unafraid, and they lose the contamination fear. But many patients don't want to go through this treatment because it makes them so worried and anxious.
And is this what inspired you? Why did you set out to design this app?
Yeah, so we set out to design the app because the two treatments that there are, the cognitive behavioral therapy or the drugs, which are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs like Prozac, only about, you know, 60% of patients respond to that. So there's about 40% that get no relief from the treatments. So what we've done is we've got these apps. One is an app where you see yourself washing your hands, and the other app is where you see yourself touching these sort of disgusting objects, which obviously are related to contamination fears. And what we found is if people do this 4 times a day for a week, they actually get much better in terms of their symptoms. Their symptoms are greatly reduced. And also we find that they become more cognitively flexible because basically cognitive rigidity is associated with carrying out these rituals, these habits and so forth.
And what do you mean when you say cognitive flexibility?
Well, sort of being very adaptive to things and sort of being able to switch to think of new things and not get stuck in these ritualistic behaviours.
Right. And so you mentioned there's a video on the app of them washing their hands. So could you talk me through how someone using the app, when they'd use it and how they'd use it?
Yeah, so they'd ask to use it 4 times a day, and they're sort of keyed when to use it. They have a window of opportunity to use it. And so they touch whether they're feeling well and how they're feeling, and they rate their anxiety levels at that point. And then they watch the app, and we also put circles on the app, which they have to recognize and count so that we're sure that they're actually looking at the app. And they've been very accurate about that. So we know that they watch the app when it comes on. And then afterwards, they rate again how anxious they are. And we've had really good reports back. Some of the people say, I didn't used to be able to go on the bus because I didn't want to touch anything and sit on seats that people have been sitting on. But now I find that I can just look at my app and see myself washing my hands and I feel much better. And other people who had the other one that's more akin to a CBT type therapy say that I used to not be able to wash the counter or take my bins out, but now I find that I don't really have a problem with that. And so they both seem to reduce the symptoms by about 21%, which is great.
Right. So as whereas a cognitive behavioral therapy, you can't really carry that around with you in your pocket, but with an app, it's there for when you need it.
Yes. And it's really personalized medicine because it's their own hands that they're watching wash or touch these objects. So our paper was recently published in the journal Scientific Reports, and it's available to download open access.
And when might people be able to download the app?
We have one more experiment that we'd like to conduct just to make sure that people with very severe symptoms also get benefits from it. And hopefully after that, it will be released.
Right. And you mentioned it has benefits compared to cognitive behavioral therapy, but what percentage of people responded to it compared to the people who would respond to CBT?
Basically, everybody continued and used the app the whole time, which is very good because often there's a lot of dropout from the cognitive behavioral treatments, or people can't even engage with them. system. So actually, we got quite beneficial effects very consistently across the different participants.
That's really exciting to hear. Thank you very much, Barbara Sahakian from Cambridge University. And as you mentioned, that study just came out in Scientific Reports.
Thank you.